Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 30th December. Top stories for today. Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun and Dato' Sri Azalina Othman Said remained as Dewan Rakyat Speaker and Deputy Speaker respectively after the High Court today ruled that their appointments were valid. This followed the decision of Judge Dato' Ahmad Kamal Mohd Shahid in allowing the application by Azhar, Azalina and two others to strike out an origination summons filed against them by former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and four others to challenge the legitimacy of their appointment. Repair work on water pipes that were cut off due to landslides in Damansara Utama will take 30 hours before the water supply can be gradually channeled again. Air Selangor in a statement informed that the repair work is expected to be completed by early tomorrow morning. Consumers in 63 affected areas in Petaling and Kuala Lumpur area will start getting their water supply in stages after the repair work is completed. A meat supplying company and two of its directors pleaded not guilty in the sessions courts today to charges of using the halal logo without certification by the authorities early this month. Raihana Cold Storage Sendirian Berhad, represented by its owners and directors Rahman Sheikh Abdullah and his wife Rahana Kasim, who were also charged in their capacity as owners and director of another company, Raihana Enterprise, pleaded not guilty to the charges. The court allowed the couple bail of 40,000 ringgit with one surety each and set January 19th for mention. Malaysia is looking forward to intensifying efforts on vaccine development with the United Arab Emirates, said the Yang di-Pertuan Agong Al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al-Mustafa Billah Shah. In an exclusive interview with Emirates News Agency, Sultan Abdullah said UAE has demonstrated itself as a friend of Malaysia during this difficult period, and that Malaysia has placed a strong emphasis on relation with GCC countries, especially the UAE. A strong 6.4 magnitude earthquake jolted Petrinja, a small city about 50 kilometers southeast of the Croatian capital Zagreb, at 12:19 p.m. local time on Tuesday. At least 20 injured people have been hospitalized and a rescue team is searching for people trapped in the rubble. Ministry of Foreign Affairs in a statement today said the Embassy of Malaysia in Zagreb had successfully contacted Malaysians living in Zagreb and none had been reported to be in harm's way. Britain on Wednesday became the first country in the world to approve a coronavirus vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca as it battles a major winter surge driven by a new, highly contagious variant of the virus. AstraZeneca said the authorization was for a two-dose regime and that the vaccine had been approved for use for emergency supply. Britain has ordered 100 million doses of the vaccine. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.